Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, we are on the air. It's been a while since I have been in front of a microphone. Matter of fact, I'm not in my usual studio, Studio A, which is roughly 323.6 feet from me right now. I am in the bedroom studio on a Yeti microphone on a very precarious stand right now. Brenda, my co-host, is with me. Hello, my dear.
Hello. Yes, I am here.
You can actually hear me? Hear me? Hello, hello. There's an echo
yes,
in the room.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. So, and I, of course, am John Almada. I am the host of Soul Stream. I've been doing this in one form or another since 2008. We're kind of getting our feet back into mediumship, and we've just been, you know, we've been away from this for a long, long time, and I find myself in a kind of a new position, as you're aware of, Brenda. There's lots of changes going on. A lot of companies are outsourcing, and I'm saying it. I'm calling the people who are coming into my company outsourcers because that's what they are. They're outsourcers, and they're evil. And,
I know exactly. Anyway, I know exactly what you mean. I've been there.
And so I am taking the exit package, and I'm considering what I would want to do with my life, and I love mediumship so much, I'm going into it full time. And as such, I've got my websites all set up, got a lot of neat things happening, but I'm writing a book about some of the stuff that's been that we had happen during the Ghostwriter paranormal years. And then, you know, you were here, Brenda, too, for all the crazy things that happened on this show with the electronic voice phenomena
right.
We did online, and you and I would do tag team mediumship. And so I'm basically just getting my feet wet. We're going to be doing the 30-minute shows for the rest of the month and kind of getting used to the studio again. What a concept. And just getting back in and really enjoying ourselves. And not only that, giving starting to get our feet wet with readings again. I don't know how we're going to do tonight. I'm not sure we're going to read tonight. I see we got some callers out there. And they've been waiting out. My God, that one's been out there since 17 minutes, 38 seconds, that poor person. Another one at 16 minutes, 18 seconds. But
wow.
I wanted to just find what you, because you had been talking, Brenda, about doing some of your own work professionally. And just wanted to hear what's been going on with you.
I have. I had to kind of reground myself a little bit. So I'm working more internally right now. Because I think it's important to have that foundation first before you try to start reading for other people. So, but yes, I'm considering actually even doing my own like YouTube channel and kind of putting a different spin on it, not just doing the mediumship psychic stuff, but kind of because I'm a cosmetic makeup fanatic, kind of throwing some of that in there with it. So, I have been considering doing that. And then I have a room set up now in my house where I have thought about starting to do readings for people out of my home. It'll be a slow progression, but I think that is something that I really do want to get back into because I miss it, and it's a strong part of who I am, and it's a gift that I feel like I was given to help other people and that I should be using it. So that's pretty much where I am.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about the cosmology, too, and I just decided, nope, not working for me because I'm a Scottish guy, you know, and I'm a guy. I don't do that stuff. But I, you know, I've always known you because you do the dramatic and you've got the flair, and you're Miss Purple. You've always got purple on you. You're super high spirit. You've got
there's
purple everywhere on you, even a purple lipstick one time, which blew me away. It was like,
I know that I must have spent many past lives in ancient Egypt because the black eyeliner and the the sparkly stuff and all of that. It just, it's like, it's embedded in my soul. I love it so much.
I've been playing that. I've always been attracted to the Egyptian stuff too, and I like anything to do with ISIS, you know, and that's not those evil guys in the Mideast. There was Isis, who was the goddess of life before any of this other stuff started, and she remains the goddess of life.
They stole her name.
She's really super cool, and yeah. So yeah, you're right. They
stole
her
name, which really makes me mad. Yes.
Yeah,
but I
so,
also work a lot with Sekhmet and with the goddess Anubis as well. I'm very much into the Egyptian mythology, so I work with all of them. The Egyptian gods are my friends.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
So you're kind of in the same position I am. We're just kind of both getting our feet into new areas and yet old areas we've been. We've just been away from this stuff for a while. And it's funny because so much in my local area has changed. There's been people that who were long established who have either moved away or they've died. And I started noticing that, hey, there's an opportunity for me to step in and actually do some really interesting work locally as well. I mean, reading people in person. And I don't know how much longer we're going to have power. We're in the middle of one heck of a thunderstorm, which is a great time. It's a great time to do a show. It's right in the middle of lots of uncontrollable energy and lightning bolts all around you, so it'll work really well. So anyway, I just want to thank the people that came in to listen. We got a couple of guests. I've got three callers on the air. I'm just going to give you like a minute or so to let's just start with this. I'm going to ask a question because we've only got 22 minutes left. So what I'd like to do is rather than do a reading, readings this week, and if you were calling expecting that, I do apologize because really we're just getting our feet back on the ground. And I'm just interested in hearing stories of mediumship or spirits that you guys might have encountered in your travels. And just tell like a really quick story about what you've run into or if you have a question of a couple of mediums that can be answered very quickly. And we've already had one of them, two of them hang up. Well, that ended that.
No.
Two of them hung up, so they
you
wanted
scared them away.
I scared them away. Well, that's just the way it is. But we have one left that's still listening in. We did not scare away the 480 area code, so I'm just going to go ahead and put them on the air. 480 area code. This is John from Soulstream. You're on the air.
Hey, John. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
No, I
Hello,
was
Mike.
Tuning in to listen and kind of first time tuning in to the show.
Yeah, good to hear you on it. Did you have any questions or are you just listening in?
I mean, it depends on the question. I mean, question-wise, it's an interesting topic for me. And, you know, again, it's kind of when you're looking to connect, what are some of the various techniques that you may use?
Well, this is going to, I'm so Californian, it's so cliche, you know what I mean, you know? I want to talk like a British man, too. For a British man from California, never heard of such a thing. But what I would say, in all seriousness, the number one thing that you need to do when it comes to mediumship work is it takes time to develop it. And not only that, it's kind of an aptitude thing. If you have spent your life being sensitive to things and started noticing that you're seeing spirits or you're hearing things that other people aren't hearing, and you're seeing maybe shadows go around corners, or you're feeling the presence of someone in a room that there's no one there, you probably have some ability. And even if you don't have any of that, you can develop it. It's kind of like learning to play tennis is an analogy I've seen in a couple of books where if you want to learn how to do this, you can practice tennis every day. And even if you're never going to be an all-star tennis player, you can get pretty good. And that's how it is with mediumship. Now, in my case, I actually had the gift because my mom's side of the family, we're all mediums and psychics in all kinds of different ways. And I started manifesting things happening to me at age 5 years old. And I never understood it as being anything special because in our family, everybody had it. So we thought it was all normal. And then later on, I found out it was abnormal. But, you know, when I got serious about it, oddly enough, was when my father had started having strokes back in 2007. And I began to question the whole thing. By that time, I'd realized that the gift was kind of special. Some people seem to have it just naturally. And I thought, well, I can work with this. I can develop it. And not only that, I started actually doing paranormal research. It was the first thing. I wanted to find out what happens when we die. But later on, as I got deeper and deeper into this without really meaning to, I sort of fell into mediumship and I started reading people. And I found out I got really energized by it. I really liked it. And I enjoyed the sense of helping people. And it was strange because when I would prepare for my shows, and we did it tonight, you know, I was just sitting here tonight before the show, I took and sat down and I did 15 minutes of just a random meditation I picked up from my MP3 library. And you just get really relaxed and then you just allow spirit to come in. And in the case tonight, I'm not going to read. I'm still kind of rusty around the hinges here, if you will. But I will be reading people on the show in the coming, you know, in the coming weeks. But it's a skill set that takes time to develop. But it doesn't mean that you just can't that if you want to start and you're trying to figure out where to start, there's plenty of books on Amazon. There's plenty of material on the web that you can find, and there's actually mediumship study groups that you can join in with or form your own. And start reading. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm sitting here with a book that's really good on it called from John Holland. He's one of my favorite mediums. He's a circuit medium from down in Southern California and very well known. He got his start kind of the same way I did. He started noticing he had all these things that were happening around him, and he just started meditating and getting into all the things I told you about. He ended up eventually going to England and studying at Stansted, which is a kind of a mediumship school there in England. And he learned a lot, and it was kind of a boot camp. They're very much almost like a military operation. I mean, when you go there, they pack it in, and you come out completely just inundated with all these techniques and abilities, and you're fully developed as a medium when you walk out. Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of money to run over there and do that, but I've been working as much as I can on my own to do that, but it's that's the process, you know. And the other thing is just to never give up. You just keep developing your gift. And the one thing I remember too from the show when I was doing the show regularly here on Blog Talk with the 2 hour shows we were doing, I remember there were times when I would just come on and I would have a night where I really wasn't hitting well. And I would just adapt to it and go, you know, sometimes it's going good and I feel like it tonight, and other times it's not there. And not all mediums are on 100%. Even the best have their off nights. So you can't expect it to be a thing you can just turn on like a light switch. It's a very fickle thing. But if you really are good at it, though, and you take care of yourself and your body and you're relaxed when you walk into it and you're not expecting anything other than to be a telephone for the other side and bring messages to people, and you're honestly, your heart's in the right place, you're trying to help people deal with the fact that a loved one has passed, that's the answer. That's where you're doing God's work at that point. You're handing people hope that their loved ones survived the transition to, you know, through death. And that's the whole purpose of mediumship. It's a very rewarding thing when you can bring some proof to someone that their loved one, you can say their name, or you can communicate some special message that only that person would know, and then they realize and you hear it in their voice. And I mean, you know, Brenda, I think you've had the same thing happen with readings you've done where just people just go, oh my God, that's him or her, and oh my God, that's the person, you know, that that I love,
right.
And I know that. Go ahead.
And for me, it started at a very young age for me as well. And I, a lot of times I will get just images in my head, or I will sense certain things. And what I was taught is that you always say the first thing that comes to you, no matter how strange or bizarre it may appear, because if you let your conscious mind take over, then it's kind of like it talks you out of what you're actually really seeing. So if you just verbalize that first image or feeling that you get, a lot of times it hits right on what you're pulling in, and the more you communicate with it, the more it will come through. It's a very special gift, and through my own work, I've been able to really bring a lot of comfort to people that were upset over having deaths in the family, and just letting them know that their loved ones are still there and are still watching them and are on the other side is a very special and powerful message and gift to be able to relay to others.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I thought I would never step back into this work again, and then all these signs started happening in the past, 4 months or so. I've been kind of getting pushed into it from the other side, and a lot of strange things were happening around me. But literally the day before yesterday, I had stepped into the restroom. I know this is going to sound weird, but I stepped into the restroom, and just as I was in there and I was washing my hands, I suddenly had an image of white swans. And it was, I had not meditated. I was just not even in a space where I was thinking about that. And I got my dad, who had passed in 2012, his image of him and white swans on my mother. And so I kind of screwed up all my courage because I hadn't really read anybody in forever. And I walked up to my mother and I said, "Mom, I know this is going to sound strange, but I'm got these white swans that came to me, and it's something to do with Dad. And he says that you have white swans that he gave you." And she looked at me with a stricken look, and she said that that's exactly true. That Dad knew she liked white swans, and he would buy her little statuettes, and she kept them in a barrel back in our barn. And here's the kicker. So I thought, okay, that's it. Okay, I got a really good sign from that. And cool, I'd still have the gift. I still can do what I do. And I was all, this is super cool, another sign. So anyway, the book I was just telling you about from John Holland called Born Knowing, I came back and I just lay down and I started to read it. And I turned about three pages in from where I had last been in. And he's telling the story three pages later of a man who had passed who gave his wife white swans and would go out to the park to watch swans together. And it made them feel good, and it was a very spiritual and special thing to them. And I'm sitting there with my eyes wide open going, oh my God, I swear to God this happened. So, I mean, within just a matter of a few, minutes, I had these two double signs from Spirit that were just saying, yes, you're on the right track. Yes, you need to be doing this. And believe me, mediums have doubts. I mean, we struggle with that when we come on the air and actually work with people, or we're sitting in front of them. They're expecting us to have all the answers, and it's not true. Is we have to just really get ourselves calmed down enough to allow the link to happen, which is what Brenda, you're talking about when you start seeing the pictures and the editing. You just become a telephone, and it literally is called a link.
Right.
You're linking with Spirit. It's almost an overshadowing of the it's not quite possession, I wouldn't call it that, but it is a minor form of overshadowing where you're blending with that spirit and being able to pick up the message that they want you to pick up and transmit. And some of them are better than others at it. I've had spirits that have come through that are excellent communicators. Others you really struggle with, and they kind of beat you up about it, but and slap you upside the chops when you get the message wrong. But it's just an amazing thing. So we're right more often than we're wrong, but sometimes we walk out having given a message that even we didn't understand, or the sitter didn't understand, the person getting the message. And then later on, I don't know if it's happened to you, Brenda, but many times I get emails after the show going, that thing you told me on the show, I didn't understand. Oh my God, I just realized what it was. And it's always some really crazy thing that that really brought evidence to them that indeed it was their relative. You know,
right.
So
I have
yeah.
had that happen. I've had that also when I've done just regular readings for people and I've told them things and they're like, a week later I'll hear from them and they're like, oh my gosh, everything that you told me happened. And yeah. And it actually kind of throws me myself when I hear that. I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's validation that you're right, but it's in a way it still is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, and I saw our caller drop off. So Mike, thank you for having dialed in. If you're still listening in, you know we're actually closing in. I mean, this show, these 30 minutes go so fast on BTR when you're doing just this limited length of a show. But we are going to be
right.
doing, I'll just kind of jump into a little bit about upcoming events and then we can joke some more too, my dear. But I'd like to talk about the next 3 weeks we're going to be doing, we are going to be doing some test reads. And maybe Brenda, you and I can test read each other. I don't know. But
I would love that.
Yeah, and then yeah. We'll open up for a few people to do some reading and kind of test our wings and see how we do. But we'll also, I want to make sure too, we just kind of broadcast, we are not psychic in the sense that we're going to tell people how to live their lives or do relationships. We talk to dead people. I mean, we talk to dead people, man. We don't do your boyfriend stuff, you know? Okay. Plenty of that happened on the show, and I cannot tell you how frustrating that is to me sometimes. It's like, I'm not here to talk about your boyfriend. I'm here to tell Aunt Gladys has a message for you. You know? So this is Captain James T. Kirk. We've got a message from Starbucks, and you need to be doing this thing, listening to your Aunt Gladys. So.
And the other thing that needs to be said as well is that we have no control over who comes through. So, you know, someone may call in and there's a particular person that they want to talk to, but that may not be the one that actually comes through. So we, you know, we don't have, there's no control over that. It's just, it's whoever wants to come forth with a message. And sometimes it may not be the person you want it to be. But
that's
it just,
absolutely true.
It just happens that way. Yeah.
It's, you know, the thing with yeah. mediumship and the thing with readings is it's not about the person, the sitter, as or that's the person that's being read, the sitter or sitters desires. What it is it's about their need. And it's what they need and what the other side senses that they really require in forms of a
right.
message. And the thing is I noticed on the show back when we were doing the weekly two-hour shows, I would have groupies coming on and people who were calling in to be read every week. And it's like, you know, you're missing the point. If I read you once every 3 months, that's about as much as I should be reading you. You should be taking the message from Spirit and applying it in your life, the one that you really needed to take with you. And,
right.
you know, and then come back. See me in, you know, a minimum of 3 months, preferably 6 months or better. That would be better because then by that time, Spirit's had a chance to look over what you incorporated in the message that you got the last time and do something like that. And when I start my one-on-one practice here where I live, that is going to be a requirement. If I've seen you in 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, I'm not reading you. That's not how we're going to work. You know, I don't care what you're going to pay me. You know, that's the system we follow. And it's ethical, and it's just how it should be done, in my view. So
right. No,
yeah,
I
just,
agree with that completely.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot of charlatans in this business, and there are people who will take the money no matter what, and they don't care what the sitter is going through. But to me, this is one of the most ethical businesses you can be in. You have to be top flight. You have to be on top of your game, and you have to be concerned about the people you read, because you're literally holding holding their highest hopes in your hands. You're holding their highest hopes in your own hands and being that telephone for Spirit. And you've got to be operating from the purest of intentions. You can't be walking in just to make money at this, because that's not what it's all about. Yeah, you know, if you choose to charge for your readings, you should be compensated if you're putting the time and effort and infrastructure in to do it. But at the same time, you know, you need to be aware of the service you're providing and what you're doing it for. So I just think that's one of the most important things in this. And I certainly intend to follow that philosophy. And I know you do too, Brenda.
Absolutely. In fact, I actually have a very difficult time charging for the readings that I have done, because I look at it more as it's a gift. It's something that and it's not my gift. It's coming from someone else. It's a gift to that person from someone else. And I'm just the channel or the conduit or however you want to say it, that's actually giving that information. And I actually have a hard time charging. But it does, you are using your energy. You are, you know, there are certain things that happen when you do readings. And so the charging part does make sense, but.
Yeah, I just think that.
Did I lose you?
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just think that there's a certain, when, you know, I've gone out and looked at, because right now I'm constructing my own site for this. And I'm looking at the rates that some of these people are charging, and I'm going, oh my God, that's like in the stratosphere, you know? And I don't believe in taking
ridiculous advantage
of people that way. And I think it's just wrong. Yeah. So I think it would be in this economy, I think there's a certain level you could support. And I think that's the level that you should be at. You shouldn't be charging. I saw one guy charging $800 for a reading. I'm not kidding you. $800.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
For an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I've seen without naming names, I've seen others that are famous that are charged more, up into like $1,500 and such.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it's a very real problem in this business, you know, and it kind of gives the psychic and medium communities a bad name. So I just think operating ethically and then just charging within reason, you know, and, I mean, you got to make a living if you're going to be doing this full time, but at the same time, remain humble, you know, and honor the
right
gift that you were given, because that is a gift for us to be able to work at this and develop the skill set and then apply it for the good, because then when you're doing that, spirit really is with you. One other thing too, Emmett, is going to, you know, I've been re-reviewing all my books, and I've got a considerable library on mediumship. The other thing that's really important is for us as mediums, and I don't know how you do it, Brenda, but being timely in your practices, in your meditation work, and being you know, consistent, and always being there at a set time so spirit knows when to meet you. And I think that's like that's a huge, huge deal. So I'm sure you do it the same way I do, because I just got back into this, and I've got my calendar set, and I'm doing it every night now. And I know my guides are looking at me going, oh, he's getting serious again. Well, we'll have to talk to you, young man. So, you know, I'm hoping that works out. But hey, by the way, the show is getting close to its end. So I wanted to say hi to guest 1409. There's Jenny Miner is out there. Hello, Jenny. Got special family connections.
Hello,
there
Jenny.
With us. Okay, and then there's this crazy guy, GRI Soulstream. I don't know who that is. And then we've got Brenda, my co-host,
yeah, I don't
who's
know
gonna
who that
be
is
with
either.
Me. And then Brenda's going to be coming back for more shows. So next week we'll try some real practice readings and see how we do. And look forward to seeing you guys out here. And also know that we're looking at another provider for the show. We'll continue doing 30-minute shows here, but what we're going to be looking at is potentially Facebook audio when it comes online. And that's going to be something that I think is really going to be a big boon when it finally opens up sometime in the next month or two. I think it'll happen. But anyway, we're closing in on the end. So Brenda, hey, thank you very much for coming on with me tonight. Very appreciative
always
of you being here.
I will always
okay
be there with you.
Oh, I love you too. And you're a great lady.
I love
and,
you too.
So it's 30 seconds out, so I'm going to go ahead and end it here. And we'll be seeing you. This is John at Soulstream. And we will be seeing you guys again, same time, bat time, same bat channel. And talk to you guys later. We're off the air. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Sweet time. Some pleasant dreams to you. Hey, they're playing some music. And the stream is still on, but we're going to end it here, Brenda. So I'll talk with you later, my dear. Hey.
Actually, I'm going to call Debbie's phone here in a second because I actually had something happen that I want to tell you.
Okay, we're still on live stream. We're still on live stream. Okay, so yeah, give her a call and we'll talk later, okay?
I will.
All right.
Okay. Bye.